If you have your Bible tonight, turn with us to 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. Beginning at verse 14. The Bible says, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the savor of death unto death, and to other the savor of life unto life, and who is sufficient for these things. For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of God, in the sight of God speak we in Christ." As we look at this tonight, and by it we can see in the Word of God that He says, "Now thanks be unto God." Amen. If there's any time we ought to be thanking God, it's now. Amen. You know why? Because where He brought us from and where we know He's going to take us to. God didn't bring us this far to leave us. Amen. God don't take you out a little ways and then leave you, but praise God, He goes all the way with you. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying by this word here, we see God that we serve no part-time God. Amen. Amen. Do you hear what I say? We serve no part-time God. Our God is a God that's for us all the time. Amen. Praise God. Don't that make you feel warm down in your soul? To know that we serve a God that's for us all the time. Everything that He does, everything that He puts us through, everything that He does for us, everything He brings us out of, He does it for us. Everything that He shows us, praise God, is for our good. Amen. Amen. Talking to a fella today, we was talking about that, and I said, you know, God is so good about what He does for us, and He gives us a whole volume of a book. In a lot of places, it's hard sayings. There's a lot of places in there that's hard to take. Amen. You might say there's a lot of hard places, a thing here that's hard to swallow. Amen. Because the flesh in this whole world we live in, praise God, it's a peculiar thing what God has to say. When God talks about His wrath that's coming and the things that He's going to put upon those that are unbelievers and those that God rejecters in order to get our attention. But I'm glad, praise God, you can have a verses like these and chapters like these where God exhorts and He lifts up, praise God, and He tells us that, praise God, through it all, we're victorious, praise God. Amen. Those that believe and trust in the Lord, amen? We are triumphant in God. And I will preach just a few minutes tonight, and I won't be long at all, on this thought, cause, everybody's grinning, cause and effect, amen? Cause and effect. I want to say because there's a God, there's an effect. Amen. Because my God is not a part-time God. Now, a lot of the world that we live in today, they treat God, we treat God like He's a part-time God. Amen. I tell you what, I never did appreciate part-timers. Amen. I like people that's in it all the way. Amen. They're dead. That people that's dedicated to the cause of what they're doing. And when you got somebody dedicated to a cause, praise God, it gives off an effect. Amen. And it not only affects them, it affects people around them. I'll just be honest with you. When I was working people, I never liked temporary employees. Amen. And I know it's a needful thing, I guess, today in the world we're living. Years ago, there was no such thing as a temporary employee. Man, you either hired him or you didn't. You brought him in and you hired him. If he didn't work out, you sent him on down the road. Amen. But we're living in an era that everything's temporary. Everything we won't try everything, even relationships in the world today. Amen. And the cause and effect that we're seeing ain't what we need to find. Amen. Because we're missing the victory in Lord Jesus Christ. But we said, God says He gives us this. He said, "Now be thanks unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ." Now He's talking about a cause and effect here. Praise the Lord. We see that we give thanks, praise God. We ought to just give Him thanks before anything happens. Because we expecting God to happen. And Brother Rex says, I'm expecting more folks to get in. I'm expecting, praise God, like Miss Melissa was asking, praise God to do things in the lives of people. I'm expecting Him to. Amen. And I believe He will, because He's not a part-time God. He's a full-time Savior. He's a full-time God. He's a full-time intercessor. He's a full-time director of our lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad for that, ain't you? But we see in here the always, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. And always. See, that tells me that He's always, that He's full-time. Amen. He's just not there on our behalf part-time, but praise God, He's there on our behalf all the time. Every moment, every hour of every day, the Lord is there for us. Amen. He cares for us. He loves us, praise God. And you say, well, preacher, you just don't realize what all we're going through, praise God. Yeah, but God does, and He's bringing us through it till we one day present us to Himself. Amen. Talked to a lady today. I said, praise God. You know, God said, Lord, these things that we go through, trials, affliction, but one day Jesus is going to present us without spot or blemish. He'll take all that away, praise God, and give us that perfect soundness, glory to God, one day in a little while. I don't know about you, that's exciting to me. Amen. There's a lot of blemishes in this old boy, but praise God, one day I'm going to be just as pure and white and clean as He is, as they could come, praise the Lord. Amen. But praise God, everything's going to get better farther on. Why? Because He's always there helping me. Amen. I don't have to get up of a morning, praise God, and look and think, well, I wonder if God's going to be with me today. I wonder if God knows what I'm going to get into today. Praise God, He knew that, but in centuries past, He knew exactly where I was going to be tonight. He knew exactly what I'd be doing. Praise God, He knew exactly where you'd be. Why? Because He's always on the job. Amen. So He's always there, He said, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. So He says He's always there, praise God, and He causes us to triumph. There's the cause. You say, what is the cause? You and me. Amen. We're the cause. We're what makes God do what He does. And there's always a cause. David said, 1 Samuel 17:29, when they was rebuking Him for being down there when Goliath was coming out and mealy-mouthing around about the God of Israel, praise God. And David said, what have I now done? Is there not a cause? Amen. They said, what have I done except come down here, praise God? And he said, I've looked around here. He said, is there not a cause? He said, if there's a cause, praise God, there's going to be an effect. Amen. He said, there's a great old big giant. He's a block in this valley, praise God, and somebody needs to get him out of the way. Amen. I want to say, praise God, there's a big old giant in a lot of our valleys, praise God, blocking the way, and we just need to get him out of the way. You say, how do you do that? The Lord Jesus Christ has to do that. We ain't big enough. Amen. Praise God. We're not big. We're not big enough to contend with the devil. There's a lot of people today think we're big enough to fight the devil. Some people say, I heard a fellow say one time, he said, come on, devil, just bring it on. What a fool. I mean, even Michael contending with the devil, he said, the Lord rebuke you. Amen. I mean, I'm talking about Michael, the archangel, the children of Israel, praise God. He said, I ain't fooling you, devil, praise God. The Lord rebuke you. There's a message in that, by the way. Glory be to God. I just thought about that. Praise the Lord. What a God we have. You know what Michael was doing? Praise God, he was pleading the blood. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's another message. Glory to God, that's another message for another time. Praise God, bless His holy name. We've got to sing God, praise the Lord. He said, God's bigger than you, devil. I'm not big enough, but praise God, God is. He's full time on our side. Praise the Lord. We just need to shout and praise God, give Him the glory, amen, for all that He's done. Because there is a cause, and where there's a cause, there's an effect. Praise God. Is there not a cause? Amen. If there's a cause and there's effect, praise God, that effect, He says, is success. Amen. The effect of God is God's cause is effect. He said He always causes us to triumph in Christ. Praise God. He always causes. Did you realize that's a done deal? Amen. You may be struggling now, but if you're a child of God, you're a winner anyway. Amen. You might as well just go ahead and jump up and down, praise God, because it's just as if you've already won the trophy. Hey, you know, devil don't like that at all. He don't like it when you shout the victory, praise God, before you get to the finish line. Amen. What can the devil do with that? I got to thinking about that this morning. I was out there in the study and I thought, glory be to God. Amen. I'm just going to shout the victory, give God the praise and the glory. Amen. Anyway. We had a little ordeal at the house. You know all about it. Amen. Kind of a little mishap. And we've been dealing with that this week. And I just got to praising the Lord and said, to God be the glory. Amen. Said He's going to take care of this. He's going to work it out for His glory. We're just going to give Him the praise. Amen. For all that He's doing. Praise God, you know what? He already has. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's already taken care of those things. Praise God. You know what? We worry a whole lot, don't we? We worry and we fridge it and we rub our hands. Oh, Lord, what are we going to do? Amen. We ought to just say back, say, Lord, You got this? Amen. Good, praise God, because I don't. Amen. I need some help. Praise God. The Lord says, you know what? That's just a little thing. I created this whole world. I hold a span of the universe in the palm of my hand. I believe I can take care of that for you. Amen. He said, why don't you just rest a little bit? Why don't you just praise me a little bit? Praise God, while I take care of this for you. Amen. Praise God. So I just kicked back and just went to praise the Lord, giving God glory and praising Him and magnifying His blessed name. Praise God, because He's got it. Amen. Taken care of. Praise the Lord. It's just like water under the bridge. Amen. Just a minor thing. Praise God. Glory, glory be God. This too will pass. Praise God. Why? Because He's God. That's cause and effect, praise God. Triumph, victory is ahead. We've already been promised the victory, so we ought to just shout. Amen. God's people ought to shout. We're living in victory. We have it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57. He says, but thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So he said, here he goes again. He said, thanks be to God. Which giveth us. Amen. He said, in other words, what that means right there is the gift has been given. So we're partakers of the good gift. Amen. Whoopee. Praise the Lord. Amen. We've already got it, young'uns. Praise God. We're not waiting to get it. We're not expecting to get it. If you're a child of God and you've been born again, you've got it. Amen. Or if you're just jump up and say, whoopee. Amen. If everybody do it, boy, you talk about making the devil mad. Amen. You know why you won't do it? Because the devil says, you don't do that. You look stupid. Amen. Glory be God. If the devil told me I'd look stupid, I'd jump up on top of the pew and do it. Amen. For the glory of God, I say, whoopee, praise God. I'm already a winner, praise God. I'm just going to shout the victory. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was talking to Brother Bobby. Pray for Miss Green down here. She's looking across the Jordan. Brother Bobby, they just give him a short time. But praise God, I was talking to him there yesterday. Pulled up there in his little shop. And he is sitting out there. It's kind of cool. Had him a fire in his wood stove. Sitting out there before. He said, I said, you got you a fire, Brother Bobby? He said, yes, it's a little chilly. Amen. He only got a few months to live. But praise God, he's already claiming the victory. I told the fellas in the prayer room, I was talking to him. I told him, I got down there beside him, I put my hand on his arm. I said, Brother Bobby, I'm glad I got to know you, brother. I'm glad I know you. I'm glad you're my brother. He said, yeah, you know what? He said, I feel a little different now. Amen. Well, I tell you what, I about had me a spell. Amen. Yeah, praise God. He says, I feel a little different now. Praise the Lord. I said, the Holy Ghost of God's moved in your heart. Amen. Amen. He said, I'm a winner either way. Praise the Lord. You're talking about how sometimes things is hard that we go through. Amen. Why? Because there's a cause and effect in this whole life. Praise God. Because we were born in the sinful world, praise God, a sin-cursed world, we have to endure some things. But praise God, we're a winner either way. Amen. Victory is just ahead for a child of kings. He says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise God, we already have victory. Just shout praises of God. Amen? You know what happened when you go shouting the victory? It'll take your mind off everything else. You get to shout in the victory, you won't have time to think about other things. You won't have time to meditate upon all those things that's going on around us. I tell you what, our lives, they're pretty depressing. It'll bring us down. But praise God, you get to shouting and praising the Lord, glory be God, it'll get you up. And if you get to doing nothing, praise God, it'll get you up above your cares. You'll get the, like I told the folks in nursing, I'm saying, you'll get the, I can't help it. Amen. You might even get to the place where you say, well, I don't care. I don't care what's going on here, praise God. I've got a blessed hope that's out of this world. Amen. I've got victory in Jesus, bless His holy name. Praise God. Amen. He says in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Amen. You see what that cause and effect? He said, just be strong in the Lord because of the power of His might. He's an almighty God who's in business all the time. Amen. Praise God, better than Motel 6. He'll leave the portals of glory open to you. Amen. Where you can see in, praise God, where you can get a little glimpse of heaven now and then and be encouraged in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. He said, He's the power. He said, He's talking to the brethren. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. We're weak in our flesh. Our flesh drags us down. But we need to encourage ourselves in the Lord like David did. Look unto hills which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Amen. And He's got all that we need. Praise God. In the power of His might. We're serving the Almighty God. Amen. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. He's able to do all things. Praise God. And He's able to deliver us. Amen. Praise me. Romans 8, He said, we're more than conquerors. Praise God. Let me show you. So look. Let me just show you that. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse, well, let's look at 35. Romans 8, 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? How much does Christ love you? He loves you enough to where there's nothing can come between you and Him. You say, well, preacher, I've been pretty bad at it. Yeah, you have. We all have. But that won't separate us from the love of Christ. He still loves us. It don't matter how bad you are, He still loves you. And the only thing that'll separate you eternally from Him is if you choose not to believe on Him. Amen? He said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But now listen to this. But in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Amen. Now notice what He didn't say. Nay, in some of these things. Amen. He didn't say in some of these things, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, naked, peril, sword, all the things that's adverse against us in this world. He said He didn't say in some of these things, but He said in all these things, we are. Amen. He didn't say we could be. He didn't say we might be. He said we are more than conquerors. Amen. How can you be more than a conqueror? He said, you can already be shouting the victory. Amen. Glory be to God, you can already be carrying that blood-stained banner, praise God, just as if you've come across the finish line. Praise the Lord. He said, we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Amen. Through Him that loved us. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, we're not going to be. He said, we are. So we couldn't, but not we could be, but we are. More than conquerors. Amen? So if we're already more than conquerors, we're already winners, we've already got the victory, we ought to live a victorious life in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Just go ahead and praise Him because we can. Bless His holy name. What a Savior we have. Amen? Praise God. Bless His holy name. Back in verse 15. Amen? He said, for we are unto God a sweet savor. Amen. Now, who are these conquerors? Who's got victory? Because of this cause and effect, praise God, me and you. But now to unbelievers, He said it's a foul odor. Amen. It's a foul odor. It's an odor of death. It's an odor of doom. It's an odor of decay. That's all they smell. Amen? That's all they can see. All they see is the dismalness and the dying and the heartache and the hardship of this world. Death and doom and decay all around us. Amen. Wouldn't it be bad to be a lost person? You remember when you were lost? You had no hope. People dying all around you. You thought, oh goodness, that's awful. But praise God, when you're dying in the Lord, praise God, it's a blessed hope, praise God. That we're going out of here to be with Him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. It's a dismal thing for unbelievers. But praise God to a believer. It's a sweet savor of life. Amen. Hey, glory be to God. Said to unto God, a sweet savor of Christ. He said, that's who we are. In our salvation, He said, we're a sweet savor, a sweetness to God. Praise the Lord. He smells the sweetness, a refreshing fragrance that comes from God. And it comes to God and from God. Praise God. And we're participants in that. That's that cause and effect, praise God. Because He loves us, amen. There's a sweet aroma in our Christ-likeness that goes between us to God. Amen. Encourages our heart and gives us that help, praise the Lord, that we need. He said, who is sufficient for these things? Question. Amen. Who is sufficient for these things? Those that's qualified, those that's fit, those that are believers. Amen. Those that are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection, the blood He shed on Calvary. See, we got to remember, we're talking about the death, burial, and resurrection. We can't leave out the blood. Amen. Because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. If Jesus would have died on the cross and risen again, it wouldn't have mattered much without the blood. But it's the blood He shed, praise God, that was a remission of sin. Got rid of all our old filthiness. Amen. And if you need cleaned up, praise God, tonight, it's the blood that'll clean you up. Hey, praise God. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is the only thing that can cleanse us and make us whole. Amen. Who is sufficient for these things? Who? The Lord Jesus Christ. Our sufficiency is in God, in His goodness. Look at chapter 3, verse 5. Chapter 3, verse 5 says, but not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Amen. Everything we need is in Him. And He's always in business. Amen. He's not part-time. He's full-time. Amen. He is our sufficiency. What does that tell us? He's our sufficiency all the time. Amen. All there to make all the difference and be all that we need all the time. Amen. Praise God. And he goes on and says it's not a personal worldly thing. Amen. He says, for we are not as many which corrupt the word of God. He said, we don't do this thing, praise God. In other words, you don't make merchandise of God. You don't make merchandise of godliness. You don't make merchandise of the things of God. In other words, he said, the Word of God is not for sale. Amen. But you know, the world today is using the Word of God as merchandise. Why do you think there are so many different versions of His Word? Amen. Because they use them for merchandise. They use it, that they peddle it to make money. Amen. That's a fact. They peddle it to make money, to get richer. Amen. And it's corrupt, and it corrupts the promises God, and it compromises the Word of God. But He said, we are not as many which corrupt the Word of God. He said, there's a whole lot of them. Paul was pointing to those that come along, praise God. He said, they're corrupting the Word of God. He said, they're not willing to accept, and they're not willing to give out the truth. Amen. There's a whole lot today that's not willing to give out truth. Praise the Lord. They're willing to compromise the Word of God to draw a crowd. Amen? To corrupt the Word of truth that they might draw a crowd. Praise God. I want to tell you, in the day and hour that we live, the true church will probably never be a real big church. Because there ain't not a whole lot of people that want truth no more. Now, I'll just be honest. Most people want you to tickle their ear and tell them how good you're doing. Talked to a fellow today, and he said, you know what? He said, there's a fellow invited him to church. And he said, just come down there and be with him. He said, we don't care what you do. We don't care what you're into. We don't care how you live. He said, just come down and be with us. But we have good fellowships. Got hot dogs on Wednesday nights and got good ice cream fellowships on Sunday nights and just have a good time in the Lord. I'm like, my goodness. I didn't know Lord was in ice cream. I thought, glory to God. Amen. I knew there's a reason I loved that stuff. But I never thought about him being in a hot dog. And they said, you can live like the devil. They basically said, you can live like the devil. We don't care how you live. Just come and have a time to show up, socialize with, and boy, we'll just get on with the Lord. Lord ain't a million miles of that. Amen? I told him, I said, why didn't you ask him about the truth? He said, where's the truth and all that? Where's the Lord and His love? Where's that cause and effect, praise God, that God has on our lives that'll help us in these last days that we live? Amen. We might be drawn closer to Him. Praise God, you see what they're doing? They're corrupting, they're compromising the Word of God. They're trying to draw a crowd, trying to be men pleasers. Amen. Praise God. If you're looking for men pleasers, you're going to find somewhere else. Because I'm here to tell you the truth, because I love you. I'm here to tell you that God's love you, loves you, praise God, and He's a full-time God, and He's your full-time God.
Amen.
Amen. He's bigger than all the things that we face, praise God, and He's able to help us every day. Courage us in the Lord. Amen. Praise His holy name. He says it's a personal ministry. He said, we are not as many which corrupt the Word of God, but as of God, in the sight of God speak we in Christ. What he says here, he said the personal ministry that we have, what he's talking about here, and Paul's personal ministry and the success he had in it. Amen. Our personal ministry, what we do for the Lord. That's what's important, and how we do it. See, the Bible tells us that Paul was sincere in what he was doing. He was sincere in his ministry, and his motives were pure. Amen. Praise the Lord. He was sincere in what he was doing. That's what he said. He said that we were in sincerity, but as of God. Sincere in what he was doing, and his motives was pure. He said, I'm just come to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. To tell you about a Lord and a Savior who loves us and died for us, shed his blood on Calvary so we can be saved. Amen. No arterial motives. Plain and sure truth. Praise God. But see, that's what God's standard is. See, God's standard's different from the world's standard. The world's standard today, praise God, it says do whatever you need to do to draw a crowd. Amen. But I've learned you, praise God, if you get them in, you get them in with a hot dog, somebody will take them out with a hamburger. Amen. And if you get them in with a hamburger, somebody will take them out with a pizza. Amen. But praise God, if you get them in with the Word of God and they're begotten by the Word, praise God, they'll stick. Amen. Praise God, they won't want to get out. We see what God's looking for. Let me just tell you what God wants for, what God asks for us. And I'll let you go. God wants for us, He wants faithfulness to His Word. Amen. A cause and effect, praise God, is faithfulness to the Word of God. When we get here, he said, Paul was saying here, praise God, he said it's in sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we Christ. He said, we're speaking sincerely. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, His death, burial, His resurrection, and that He was the precious Lamb of God that was sent to die for the sins of the world. And He said, it's faithfulness to Him, praise God, that makes a difference. Faithfulness to truth. Amen. I've told you, Isaiah says, you know what's a... He said, who'll go? Isaiah said, Lord, here I am, send me. So God said, okay, Isaiah, you go. And he preached. He said, he's Lord. Well, glory. He said, how long, Lord? Amen. He said, I'm preaching. Nobody's listening. He said, just preach on, preacher. Amen. It's not outward results that we're looking for. But it's praise God, but what we have to have is just our faithfulness to the Lord. Our faithfulness to truth, praise God. That's what'll pan out in the end. That's what we'll be rewarded for. Amen. Our faithfulness to the truth. You say, well, how can you have that faithfulness to the truth? Having a faithfulness to our calling. What God calls us to do. Amen. What God calls you to do. If God called you, praise God, into the church to being a Christian, praise God, then that's our job, our responsibility to be the best Christian we can be. Amen. That's cause and effect, praise God. If He calls you into it, praise God, He'll make you, help you to be the best Christian you can be. We see that in the Word of God. Ephesians 4 and 1. He says, walk worthy of vocation wherewith ye are called. Amen. So God called you into it, praise God. Just be the best you can at it. The Lord called you into your marital relationship. Just be the best spouse you can be. Amen. The Lord called you into school teaching. Praise God, be the best school teacher you can be. The Lord laid on your heart to teach Sunday school. Be the best Sunday school teacher you can be. Amen. Why? For God's glory. He said, do all things unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. You say, what's a... He said, there'll be a cause and effect, praise God. You'll be that best one, praise God, that you can be. Amen. For the glory of God. Cause and effect. Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, he said, make your calling and your election sure. Amen. He said, praise God, when you realize God's called you and He put you there, praise the Lord, He said, just do the best you can when you get there. I mean, faithfulness, praise God, to the calling that He's called you to. But just be the best you can. If God called you to be a member of Stony Fork Independent Missionary Baptist Church, praise God, just be the best member you can be. Amen. For His glory. You say, well, preacher, that's a pretty simple thing. That's all God asks. Amen. This is a simple book. The truth is a simple thing. We try to make it a whole lot more difficult than it is. But the truth is simple. Just follow God. Just do what He said. Just be faithful to the truth. And praise God, faithful to our calling. Where God's put us and what He wants to use us for. And we'll enter into the cause and the effect. And we've already seen here, praise God, He calls us to triumph in Christ. He, praise God, He said, we've already got the victory. He causes us to have the victory, to triumph, to praise Him, because we're already headed the way He wants us to go. And we're almost, praise God, where He wants us to be. Praise God, already. Amen. So it's that cause and effect. Why? Because we're not serving no God, no part-time God. He's a full-time God there to help us, amen? And the cause and the effect of being a child of God, pray God's already been laid out for us. And we just get in there faithful to Him in His Word, faithful to Him in our work, and just be the best that you can be, amen? And I guarantee you, you'll finish well this course that you're on. And you can be like old Paul one day and you said, I finished my course. Amen. He said, I kept the faith. I finished my course. Praise God. Now I'm ready for my reward. Amen. Are you ready for your reward?